What up? How's everybody doing out there?
Great.
Us too. All right. Hey, sounds good. Hey, folks, got to tell you, if you don't know Michael T. Brown, you should.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's a licensed professional counselor, and we have the privilege of having him on our show tonight. Is that not phenomenal or what?
It's amazing.
It is. Absolutely. Michael, how you doing, bud?
Fantastic, guys. Looking forward to our conversation. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah. Definitely. Hey, we're going to have a little fun, though, to start off with.
This has been kind of our little thing lately.
Yeah,
it's a cool deal.
It's kind of new to us, so we're going to have a little fun. It's lightning round, and here we go. You ready, Michael?
Let's do it.
All right. First one we got is a hot dog a sandwich?
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
Why?
Because a sandwich has two pieces of bread that is separate. Yes.
If you take the little thing off, then it's a sandwich.
Nope. It's a hot dog.
But if you take the thing off, then it's a sandwich.
It's its own category. That's
it's a category thing. It's a category. It's mental.
All right. Next one is, should eyebrows be considered facial hair?
Ooh, good one. Good one. You guys, this is good. Yes.
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 Interesting.
That's good.
Because it's hair that's on your face.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Okay, you can't react to this one.
Okay.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Not for me.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Maybe a California thing there, right?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, it is.
For him, not this guy.
I'm seeing it more and more. Fruit is because I have done fruit. I have done fruit on pizza, though, I would say.
Okay. It's all right. It happened.
What music would you choose to play every time you walk into a room?
Can I get two?
Two? Yeah, you
yeah,
can do two.
Let's go.
You got two walk-up music.
Gospel and R&B.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
That's awesome.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to invent a country, what would you name it?
Wow. I don't know if I ever heard that question. What would I name it? Peaceville.
Nice.
I like it.
We need that country.
Truth.
Yeah.
We need that country.
Truth.
Truth. Yeah.
I like
which
it.
Which has R&B and gospel playing.
Yeah, that's a nice country there. Got that's some good vibes.
Country, right? I like it. I like it.
All right. What do you usually think about while you're on the toilet?
Nothing in particular.
Two more. What has been the most embarrassing thing you have ever worn? Like you could say Crocs. I mean, that makes
a lot of sense to me.
What is
socks or shoes with holes in them?
Socks and shoes with holes.
You know, back in the day, we only got a couple pair a year. Now, normally my shoe game was on point, but you know, hey, you run them down, yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
Shoot, come on. If we had more,
they turned into play shoes, though. Remember that?
Yeah,
that's an old school term, right?
Oh yes. Yeah, your play school.
Put your play clothes your on.
Cool
you got
shoes.
Your good shoes, and you got your play. Play.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mom would freaking whack you upside the head if you got your school shoes.
Oh, there. Don't get them twisted now.
Wow.
Done. Don't come home and be in your school clothes playing. No, get the grass stains. Remember grass stains? Do kids still get grass stains?
Okay. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
They have any idea what
they
it
get
is.
Fake grass stains?
Probably. AstroTurf stains.
You get thumb stains, right? Thumb stains.
Oh, that's trigger finger. Yeah. Last one. What would you do if you found a dead body in a hotel room?
Check the pulse.
Check. Nice. Okay, that's a good
area.
It's like, what's the first thing you do when you wake up?
Yeah. Now, once you've done that and you know that person's dead, then we need to call some people, get some people in there. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. I agree. I like
you take it. Their nice shoes and socks first.
You see? That's just inappropriate.
All right, you ready? Let's get into what Michael's got going on.
So, Michael, you're a counselor in your profile on Podmatch. Again, thank you, Podmatch.
Good shout out.
Yeah, definitely. I liked, there was a question that you had that I want to steal and I want to ask. And I think it's actually kind of pertinent. And yes, I'm doing a Farleyism, so give me a moment.
You're doing fine.
Okay, yeah. Good. You know, you bring up, what do we need to do to inspire the next generation? And you know, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to answer that myself, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, I would say good question, but that would sound arrogant because I created the question. But I would say no. I think in order to inspire others, we need to be inspired.
Yes.
Right. Some things are taught and some things are caught.
Yeah.
You know, and I think if we are being an inspiration. I heard it put this way, and I really like it. It says, you know, it's better to see a sermon than hear a sermon, right? That oftentimes the way we conduct ourselves, the way we show up in the world, you know, people can gravitate to that if it's giving off good vibes and good energy. That's why I appreciate, you know, what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Know, just saying, hey, you know, let's just get out here and have some fun and to have some conversation. So in many ways, you know, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Conversations. I think that's where he was hitting. I think that just tip me off, you know?
Yeah.
We're not having conversations. And then when we have conversations, they're not good conversations. So
no.
I think what we've been doing, we've had some amazing conversations.
We've been
so many people all over
fortunate.
The world.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been sharing in that. And so to inspire kids,
yeah,
I love that to
get out of that shell that they have with
conversation
and meet people where they are. I was in a conversation with somebody about that earlier today. You know, it's interesting to me how sometimes we criticize things that we're supposed to be there to show up and deal with. It's kind of like, am I going to be a spectator about life's events, or am I going to be a participator? And I think that's what it's about with the next generation, right? Is that we meet people where they are. Imagine a child saying, you know, instead of judging me, why don't you help me or teach me?
Yeah.
And it's that, I think that's the game. That's the blueprint in many ways.
Right. So that kind of goes back to something that I used to do when I used to coach. I coached baseball and softball for numerous years. And sometimes I'd get to a point where I'd be like, you know what? Why don't you coach me today? And I'd have kids do that
when
I was working with them one-on-one or even in a group setting. And having them coach me, they had a realization of the who, what's, when, where's, and how on what needs to truly be done.
Yeah.
You know, either up to bat or fielding a ball or pitching or, you know, so on and so forth. So it is amazing when you let the young mind sit there and think in a different way, because a lot of times we don't.
That's right. Because they're the expert on their own life.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I like how one of my mentors puts that. He calls it, you know, surrendering the one-up. And it's like, you know, sometimes we want to one-up people. So it's like letting go of that. He said what he did as a social worker was he would bring children into his office, or maybe gotten in trouble, you know, or having all type of issues. And he would let them sit in his big cushy leather chair, and he would take the kind of folded, you know, the hard chair, because he would tell them, you're the expert on your life.
Yeah.
You teach me. So that's really powerful. It's Rob, right? You're on the left.
That's Chris.
I'm Chris. Chris. That's good, Chris. That example you use. And I think that's important that we empower young people to want to empower themselves.
Yeah. You know, that kind of leads into something that I ask a lot of our guests. You know, it's called the first step. And as a coach, I could see what they would do with their first step within the first 6 inches, if it was going to be a positive or a negative play, basically. Now, for yourself, what would you say your first step for kids, adults, whomever, what would you say the first step would be?
I'd say to be curious and be interested.
That's
the most interesting people are the most interested people.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you show up wanting to learn, wanting to know. What were you saying, buddy?
I just said that's a great answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be interested and to ask good questions. to learn their story.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we weigh in with a bunch of latitudes and platitudes and a bunch of advice, sometimes we just have to just know where people are coming from. You know, there's a spiritual teaching that I really love that says, you know, we ought to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Yeah, two ears, one mouth for a reason, right?
You know where I was going. You know. Yeah. Now, that brings up something. You know, you're saying them being interested. How do you draw those people in to get them interested? What would you suggest?
How would we draw the young person in?
Yeah.
To get them interested? I think a lot of it has to do with knowing their language and meeting them on their terms. So, for example, the example you used around baseball. Mm-hmm. So now we're just throwing the ball and maybe we just start talking. And those parents can relate to that, right? Where sometimes you may be in the car or on the video game, just messing around with them. You kind of slide something in that conversation versus, hey, come in here and we need to talk. Sometimes when the guard is down, a lot of this can be activity based.
Yeah.
Where you're engaging in an activity where there's some common ground to meet them where they are. So parents who are willing to, you know, get in there and maybe play a video game with them or to watch them play or to meet them where they are. Yeah.
And that also has to do with the older folk have to need to learn how to try something different as well, right?
That's right.
Can I ask you, one of your favorite moments in coaching so far?
Counseling, you mean more so?
Yeah. Yes.
In therapy.
What you've really felt like you've really got through and how did that kind of process through?
Wow. And so
it's deep, I know.
It's hard to pinpoint because there's been so many moments, fortunately. But I'll go back to my, because I'm in private counseling now, you know, where I see individuals, families, couples here regionally, you know, in Washington, D.C., Virginia, metropolitan area, but also across the country through video conferencing. But I'll go back to my school counselor days. I remember working, I started out in the middle school. And I remember it was a young man who was hard, who was really struggling. And he came to my office and he was just complete stonewall, would not open up or share. And I just remember telling him, when you're ready to talk, come back. And I didn't know if I'd see him again. And he just came back and started to share some of the things that was going on with him personally and some things going on at home. And that young man really stood out to me because sometimes, you know, as professionals, as a caring adult, in our minds, you show up, we just go there and it's just supposed to just flow naturally. But sometimes we are to plant a seed. Somebody else may come along and water it. And you never know when the harvest is going to come. So that really stood out to me because he came back and we were able to talk and work through some of those issues. But I'm glad I was sensitive enough or willing to wait long enough, might be a better way of saying it, to talk when he was ready to talk. And because I waited, he was ready and willing to share what was going on. And we saw some breakthrough with that young man.
Yeah.
And that's been years ago, but that situation still stands out to me.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, it carries on to probably as it goes in life. And then you probably learned a big lesson to, like, it was in his court.
That's true.
You wanted to nurture that and to draw him in.
Yep. Yeah. The old proverb that says, you know, I believe it's a Chinese proverb that says, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
That's power.
That is. That really is.
But, you know, at the same time, he gave the kid a trusting place and a safe place.
Safe space. Because
when you're ready, I'm here.
That was the next thing I say. Trust is a huge, huge, huge portion of all that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that takes time to build.
Yeah.
Do you think, as we are adults now, right, we have lost touch with some of the people that were really important to us? How do we get out of that cycle of just being in a cycle of life and kind of it flying by us and reaching back out and getting back into what we really need is our friends and the people that we've kind of put off for many, many years? Do you have advice on adults to reconnect with the earth and the world and life?
That's a great question. And you know, it really ties into, I think the pandemic has really been informative and in a lot of ways, you know, and I say, you know, the pandemic is character building and character revealing, right? You know, it kind of shows, where are you? Where are we with friends? You know, where are we with family members? You know, we're all in the house now. How are you going to deal? Right? Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide over the pandemic, right? And we have to be able to deal with those relationships. And we know some strengthened and some got weakened. And within that, I think a big part of it is to be intentional about our relationships. You know, maybe there's some friends that, you know, that we haven't spoken to in a while, so you just need to touch base with people or send a text. And to have those people in mind and to be intentional about it. And again, I got to come back to this podcast, right? You guys, it started with an idea.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Right? Just to want to reach out to people. And I said, you know, I just wanted to personally, let me try this pod match thing out. You know, I think I got some things I want to add out here into the atmosphere. Next thing you know, you guys reach out and here we are. But it started with an idea. It started with intentionality. And hopefully somebody will be inspired and be blessed from our conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in many ways, that's the blueprint. Be intentional about it.
You know, we started this with the fact that the pandemic was kind of, it was happening. We're in full swing. And we didn't feel in touch with the world, and the world was shut off and all that stuff. So we really started reaching out and finding phenomenal and fantastic human beings that we've fallen in love with, that we've become incredible friends with, that we still connect with, not on our shows, and we're just checking in and how's it going and what's up. That's been amazing.
Absolutely.
How that's kind of grown.
Yes.
And I'm Farley, which is totally fine, but because it's such a great addition to the answer of what he said.
Yeah.
My question next is, because I'm on a roll.
Go, baby, go.
Let's go, baby, let's do it.
Is when you go out and you're trying to reconnect with somebody and you're not getting things back, at what point do you just say, I'm not getting enough back for what I'm trying to put out?
Good. You guys are on fire tonight with the questions. I love it.
You know,
hey, you're on top of it. And you know, either way, it's good information.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to know than not know.
True.
At least then I can say, I showed up. I'm trying to be intentional. And it's okay if I reach my hand out and don't get a hand back. It's okay. I use that same analogy when it comes to, you know, when I encourage people to find a mentor. You know, and in my first book called Born to Achieve, I encourage young people to find a mentor. And part of it in the book, I talk about persevere even if you get rejected. Because maybe that's not the person who's supposed to be your mentor. It's okay. So if we're reaching out and we don't get, you know, a hand back, that might not feel good. That can be discouraging, but it's informative. Move on to the next.
Yeah.
There are people who are willing to connect, and we just kind of screened out who that is. And sometimes it may come back. Yeah. Or maybe they, you know, hey, maybe they were busy. They were going through a rough season at that time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So try not to take it so personally, right?
Yeah. How do people get in contact with you? We want to make sure that, because I think you have a lot to offer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, they can go to my website, and all my connections are there. brownsleadership.com. Put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Yep. Can we go put it in now?
We'll put it in.
Okay, cool. Yeah, put it in the chat. brownsleadership.com. And social media at mtbrown98. And they can reach out, because on my website is my email and contact number and all that.
Definitely.
We keep our stuff at about 20 minutes, which is why we're wrapping up. But
good stuff. I know, we want to have you back.
We're gonna let's do a part two. I love it, man. Let's do it.
God, that was, if that went just so way too fast.
Oh my gosh, that was such good stuff. Yeah, we really had a great time with you. So much.
Likewise, fun. I appreciate the invite.
Thank you so much. What up?
What up?
We appreciate you.
Hey, what up?
You all have a great day and a better tomorrow. Michael, again, thank you, sir.
Peace and love.
Have a good night.
All right, guys.